Thank you for calling Image 360. This is Jesse. How may I direct your call?
Hi, Jesse. Is Scotty there?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello, this is Scotty.
Hey, Scotty, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. What? I'm sorry?
I said I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Well, I know you're busy. I won't take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer the bank mailed out to the business. It was about 2 weeks ago. And it looks like the offer was based on some financing you did through PNC back in 2011. Does that ring a bell?
Well, I'm familiar with the PNC financing that we did.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like it was some equipment or something. So basically we have the business pre-approved for some equipment financing as well as some working capital. It looks like about $250K. So I just want to circle back with you and see what you got in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
Well, I am not in the market to buy any money at the moment.
Uh-huh.
I do have a new piece of equipment being installed on Monday.
Okay.
But the financing for it is already lined up, and I negotiated the price I wanted, and then they agreed to do a really phenomenal basically, it's fair market value buyout and no interest on the lease.
Huh.
For
an X amount of months or completely?
60.
Did you say 60 days or 6 months?
Months.
Oh, 60 months.
Five
okay.
Years.
Uh-huh.
5 years, and basically it's a zero interest fair market value buyout lease.
Huh. Who's the vendor you typically go through?
Well, Canon is the equipment manufacturer.
Okay.
The financing is through their financing arm.
Okay.
They were trying to push some units out on the street, and so they put together a finance package that really works.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking to buy the equipment, but they made it an offer on, like, the cash price was an offer I couldn't afford to pass up, and for that I got financing that I really couldn't afford to pass up. So, but anyway,
so it all worked out.
It worked out great. Thanks for the follow up, and if you stay in touch, I don't really have a file of because I would normally use my bank at this point in our cycle because I've
got
a good relationship with them.
Great.
But you never know.
Yeah, that's true. You never
pass up, and I won't.
Yeah, exactly. I know if it's a good business decision, you know, you might as well take it. And we're more like a supplement bank. We're not really trying to, you know, ruin the relationship with your bank or your current bank. We're just possibly there's something that, you know, we could help you out with that they can't provide. We'd love to throw our hat in the ring and see if we couldn't help you out. And we also have a beater match policy as well. If you do have other offers for future equipment, it's one of the great things about us. But yeah, if you don't mind, Scotty, can I send you some info? The email you just have in your back pocket, in case something comes up.
Well, I'll tell you, you're welcome to. I'm not opposed to giving you the email address, but I've got my I would say 90% certain that I won't remember how to look it up because I don't have anything in mind.
Yeah.
A year and a half from now, and I won't remember this conversation.
Yeah, no.
But you probably won't either.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I know.
I would say your best bet if you want to sell me some money is to just reach back out to me in, say, 6 months.
Okay.
And at that point, you know, if I've got nothing going on, maybe we have you reach out to me again in another 6 months.
Okay, yeah, sounds great, Scotty. One last question, before you let me go. If we were able, to get you like 250K, is there anything you could do with it, like to help the business out?
Not really.
Not really. Okay.
We're pretty much set.
Okay. All right. Great. I was just curious. Is there like an email that I can send you some info that you just have in your back pocket? I know you don't know how to reach
Scotty
it.
with a Y at i360rva.com.
Okay.
And as an aside, there's three or four companies that must somehow know that that loan is about to be paid off through PNC,
Oh, really?
because all of a sudden I'm getting lots of calls, and we've always gotten some, but like in the last week or two, I've had three or four finance, I guess four finance companies reach out to me.
Really? Who were they?
I don't know.
Just random ones.
People I'm unfamiliar with.
Yes, yeah, I we didn't I mean, it doesn't tell us. Like, we get our information, it's UCC. It's from DMB. And we saw that you did that financing through PNC. It doesn't tell you terms or like when it's gonna end, or just kind of it just says when you like kind of
Wonder
started it.
if Dun & Bradstreet's got something going on that I
Yeah,
don't know.
maybe they do,
Anyway,
because
or it could just be coincidence. But anyway, email address is scotty@i360rva.com.
okay.
Out of time.
All right. All right. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for your
Good
time,
luck.
Scotty.
See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.